The story La Jolla tells about this place begins behind a door at the back of a curio shop on Coast Boulevard. Through that door, a hand-cut tunnel drops through the cliff to a sea cave, and the legend that has ridden those stairs for a century says whiskey came up them in the dark during Prohibition, and opium before that, and human beings. Chinese immigrants slipped ashore in the years when the Exclusion Act said they could not land. Hold that story while you look at what is nailed down. In 1902, a German engineer named Gustav Schultz paid laborers to cut down through this sandstone with picks and shovels, about 100 feet of rock, 2 years of work. When they broke through into the cave, the first visitors were lowered by rope. The stairs came later, 145 of them by the count the cave store has used for generations, though published counts disagree, and that small argument has never been settled either. Even the name is a strange footnote. Local histories credit L. Frank Baum, the man who wrote The Wizard of Oz and Wintered in La Jolla, with noticing that the cave mouth in profile looked like Sunny Jim, the grinning cereal mascot of his era. So, who says smugglers used it? Trace the legend to its tellers. The cave store has told it for decades. Modern documentaries repeat it with careful words, rumored, allegedly, some accounts suggest. The La Jolla Historical Society, which keeps the exhibit files, records the tunnel's documented life as a tourist attraction from the day it opened, and its files cite no arrest, no ledger, no court case naming Sunny Jim. That is the shape of the record, a loud legend, a quiet archive. Now the reasons the legend refuses to die, because they are good ones. Smuggling on this exact coast is not folklore. Regional histories and federal enforcement records document boats landing liquor in San Diego's coves all through the 1920s, and before that, boats landing people, immigration runners working Pacific water exactly like the water below you. The Exclusion Act was in force when the picks were still swinging down here. And of the 7 sea caves in this cliff, this is the only one a person can enter without a boat. Everything a smuggler ever needed on a dark coast, a landing hidden from the road and a private way up through the rock, got built here in plain sight, with a ticket booth on top. A careful listener should hear the other side too. Sea cliff towns grow smugglers, caves the way old inns grow secret passages. A novelist in the 1920s counted several hundred so-called smugglers' caves advertised along England's south coast and reckoned fewer than 90 had ever held contraband, with hotel keepers doing most of the smuggling of stories. Maybe La Jolla did the same. Maybe the trade really did come through after hours, when the shop above was dark. No document closes the question in either direction, and the cave is not saying. So take the stairs. Near the top, you hear the shop and the street. Halfway down, nothing but your own footfall on rock the workers' tools still scar. At the bottom, the surf arrives before the light does, and the cave mouth frames a piece of the Pacific in the profile that named the place. Boats sat out there in the dark. That much is documented. Whether their cargo ever came up past your shoulder is yours to decide on the climb back. Count the steps while you think it over. Nobody agrees on that number either.